Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Tinny and Pat with you this morning with a special guest,
Kathy. We are very blessed to be in Port Alfred, coming to you live from Port Alfred this morning. We have been down. By now, you guys know when we talk about Port Alfred that we go to church in Port Alfred. We belong to the online church, although that we live in East London, and we had our pastor, Suave Pastor Reddy, on a few weeks ago,
yeah.
And she chatted to us. But the weather, yeah, the whole Easter weekend has been rainy and cool and really lovely, and then we had a very awesome hot day. Saturday we spent down on the beach with the church. Word of Truth did an evangelic walk and delivered water, which they called Living Water, and Tinny and I had the privilege of being part of that, because being on an online church, you aren't always connected to the church. And then being in church yesterday was amazing, to actually have people around you and not watching a computer screen.
It was a blessing to be here.
A blessing. I pray that you've all had a very good Easter. And I'm sitting with a very old good friend of mine, Kathy Foree. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning and thank you.
Kathy bowled me over yesterday because she asked me who killed Jesus. And I said, oh, I know, Pontius Pilatus. It's all his fault. And I was so astounded to know the answer is sin. And that to me was quite an awesome thing this weekend, that we don't forget what Easter was all about. So, Kathy, I have a question for you.
Yes.
And being Easter Monday today, we just wanted to ask you personally. Kathy is a very strong intercessor. She's very strong in deliverance. We've known each other all our lives, almost. And she's always been somebody that I can lean on as a spiritual sister. So the question we wanted to ask you today is, what does Easter Monday mean to you?
Well, when Jesus died on the cross, he took all our sins, all of darkness, and all sickness upon him. And when he rose from the dead, everything was overcome. He overcame sickness, death, darkness, everything. Our sins, we can go to him and to say, I am sorry, and he forgives us. So he overcame everything when he rose from the dead. It was done. And because Jesus lives in us and works through us, we can live as overcomers. Because he will strengthen us and lead us to be overcomers. So for him, rising from the dead has opened so many things for us that we can live as overcomers.
Amen.
Wow, amen. Isn't that wow? Thank you, Kathy.
I want to add on to this that some people believe when you saved, and so that you can go to heaven, and it just stops there.
Mm.
But Jesus has so much more in store for us in this life, to now already start experiencing the abundant life that God wants for us. So in Matthew 28 verse 19, Jesus tells his disciples to go into all the world, make disciples, to baptize them and to teach them. Because when we are saved, yes, we are saved so we can spend eternity with God. But there's so much more we have to do right now. Your work only really starts at that point. Because God wants us to overcome. God has a purpose for each of us. And now that you are a Christian, it's not to sit back and to say, well, I'm saved and I'm happy and I'm going to heaven. But it's to also start looking to ask God, what are my gifts? What have you put in me? What can I do for you?
Yes.
Where do you want to use me? Each of us is somewhere today with a very, very important purpose. And if you just live because you know you're going to heaven, you're going to miss out so much of what God wants to do today for you.
I just forget who wrote this book and who said this quickly, but it came to my mind that the graveyard is full of people that have died with all their potential that never opened their gift box of gifts to give what God has given them, and how much blessings other people have lost through that. So never be shy to whatever your gift is, to just do it.
That's Miles Monroe says, the greatest collection of potential is in the graveyard, because people have died never having really lived out their potential.
Absolutely.
And it's very sad if you do that, because God wants it for us today, that we can not just be Christians, but that we can live victorious, live in His strength, live knowing that we are loved by Him.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father God, thank You so much that Jesus didn't just die for our sin, but that He was raised back to life. Father God, and as He has conquered sin and the grave, we are also conquerors through His blood and through Jesus' name. Thank You so much, Lord, that You've got a purpose for each of us. You've got a plan for each of our lives. Lord, we are special to
bring
You. And I thank You, Lord, that every day You bring it closer and closer through Your Holy Spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessings, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You can find us online at www.encmedia.co.za or search for Encouragement Media on Facebook. Send us an email to info@encmedia.co.za. Thank you.